The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Around the world, scores of biological anthropologists are working to better understand the traditional use of plants. These ethnobotanists, as they are called in the new parlance, know that native languages have many names for plants that describe how and where they grow, as well as their medicinal uses. But the meanings often do not survive translation from one language to another. If you've learned something about a plant from a speaker of an indigenous language, for example, but you don't use the language, it's harder to pass on that knowledge. As one example, members of the Native American tribe called the Sicani practiced controlled burnings of the forests of British Columbia to regenerate the forest and keep the understory clear for game animals. Their methods also kept the mountain pine beetle pest at bay. A smallpox epidemic decimated the indigenous people, and the timber industry took over the management of the forests, putting a stop to the controlled burnings. Without the regular burnings, the outbreak of these beetles has destroyed more than 7 million acres of forest. The forests have been made unusable because the native populations have not been allowed to continue those practices. Ultimately, their communities will have to disperse, which will lead to a loss of cultural and linguistic diversity.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.